Yes, and the last 15 minutes probably was when all the points came. At one stage, that was 11 points to 5 for 11-0, sorry, for Letterkenny. But then Virginia come back and got a try. Letterkenny responded very, very quickly, as well they did, because the final score was Letterkenny 18, Virginia 14, and another victory, and they'll be delighted with that. Defensively, you'd have to say it was absolutely superb. The game was won in defence. They had a lot of big, big forwards in it. There was a lot of very, very good tackles put in, especially close to the line. The number of times they held Virginia forwards up and were able to turn the ball over. And you know, they always say that attack wins games. But as far as Letterkenny were concerned today, it was definitely their defence that held out. And if they can now just build on that and move the ball a bit quicker and wider, you know, obviously there would be an improvement. Nothing in the first 15 minutes, as I said earlier, but it was... Both teams, centre Peter Scott for Letterkenny and scrum half Virgil Hennessy for Virginia had opportunities in the 18th and the 25th minute, but both went wide. But in half an hour then, Letterkenny got their first score. Good forward play up into the Virginia 22. Then the ball was moved right and Jonathan McFadden heaved over 5-0. And then in 38 minutes, it looked as if they'd got a second score whenever scrum half Dylan Doherty went over in the blind side. But the referee was telling us at half time that he was held up, so he was there, and that's his interpretation. Then in the 47th and 53rd minute, Letterkenny forced two penalties. Pardon me. And both times Scott converted to make it 11 points to nil. But then Virginia really come back, and in 73 minutes they had a lot of pressure right on the line, and eventually their loose head prop Killian Cahill went over 11-5. Hennessy converting 11 points to 7, and you know, they really had their tails up. But back came Letterkenny, and Peter Scott from about the halfway line made an absolutely searing run up to about 5 metres from the Letterkenny line. More pressure, and the forwards picking and driving, and eventually it was wing forward Chris Dagamas got over. Scott converted, so that left at 18-7. And with only about 5 minutes to go, it was an uphill. But back came Virginia, and virtually with the last action of the game, they just had too many players out right, and was their centre Tim Foley went over. Hennessy converted, and that made it 18 points to 14. But a good, you know, it was certainly a very enjoyable game from Letterkenny's point of view, because yes, they might have spoiled chances, but as I said, defensively they were excellent, and they'll be pleased with that, and hopefully they can build on it. And Virginia as well added a lot to the game. Big, big forwards, and certainly they took a lot of stopping. So the final score here in Rugby Championship 3 was Letterkenny 18, Virginia 14, and in the other game in that was Strabane 46, Donegal Town 8.